importance of tefillah? I don't get it. Oh, this is good. This is good. Oh, hot mic. I see what you did there. Anyway, b'kitzur, he does that a lot. I'm not... If I don't stand behind my words, then what are they? A man is his words. You have to stand behind them. What you say matters. The things you say, the decisions you make, the promises you make, the commitments you make, you stand behind them all the time. It's pasuk in next week's parasha, ki tetze. Motza sefatecha tishmor. Keep your word. Part of keeping your word is being a man of... Don't just say words that you don't believe in, empty words. What are you, a Democrat? Now, that being said, what was I saying? Oh, the Rishiva was talking about tefillah. Rabbi Ariel the other day came over to me, and he says, you'll notice an interesting phenomenon. And I'm not saying Khalila, I don't even know, I've never seen whatever. But apparently, it exists. The following phenomenon. I heard about it, I don't really eat breakfast here, so I wouldn't know. But apparently it exists. I heard about it for the first time yesterday. Vizimamash, I trembled mamash for the rest of the day. I could not get it out of my system. And now I'm thinking about it again, and I'm like losing it again. Not losing it, but there's a phenomenon, apparently, that, what time did this breakfast start? Upstairs, Nagid. 8:45. There's a phenomenon, sometimes you'll, what time's halacha? 8:30? 8:45. Ech efshar le'echol ha'orchat boker without learning halacha? Only goyim eat breakfast before learning halacha. Nachon? That's what? I know, but that's how a goy starts his day. Just practically. He gets up, eats breakfast without having learned halacha, nachon? And without tefillah. But anyway, what I was trying to say is that the phenomenon is that some people, apparently, they go up to breakfast, they wake up, they go up to breakfast without having stopped at shacharit first. Apparently, yesh kaze davar ba'onam. I wouldn't believe it until I heard of it. Hayitachin kaze davar? Hayitachin? A Jew? A Yid? A Ben Torah? In yeshiva? What is this, monopoly? Do not pass go, do not collect 200... Tefillah. I'm not... Tefillah betzibur, man dechar sheme. Not even tefillah biyachid. I'm assuming that it's mi'ut shel mi'ut shel mi'ut. Aval hayitachin kaze davar? Lo tehe kazot beYisrael. Forget about the isurim involved. Forget about that for a second. It's asur. It's halacha psuka in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch. But I'm talking about just frame of mind. You know something? I get it. People wake up late. They have issues waking up on time. They have issues making it to Minyan. Evanti. But to just get up and go straight to breakfast, even if you're planning on davening later, put halakha aside for a second. What? Seriously? I've never seen it. Okay? And I'm not, I'm not even mekabel because it's the epitome of Lashon Hara. You know that? I'm assuming that it's la'az because it's not even true. I'm assuming it's sheker v'chazav. But Rabbi Ariel, u'ne'eman alai, kemea edim kesherim. And he told me that it exists. As Rabbi Yaseh, man yaseh, u lo yishaker li. Which I do. It hurts. It hurts the neshama. Tefillah. I'm not even talking about grades and grades. You remember guardrails? Hopefully you should never come in contact with the guardrail. Yeah, nachon, that I like that mashal. That was a very good mashal. Right? If you made contact with the guardrail, what do we call that? Oh, that's an accident, right? That's a crash. You don't want to do that. But you're Ben Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, tzarech litpalel. That's the rant for the day, okay? I'm done. Now, let's see. Yeah, tell me I'm wrong. Just tell me I'm wrong.
Not learning halacha is an issue also?
What? Before we go to for breakfast? You got to learn halacha at some point. And there's halacha seder. So I am certainly not equating the two. Okay? You know what I'm talking about. There's parts of the tefillah. The reason why the Chachamim instituted certain portions of the tefillah. The korbanot, ezer mekoman shel zvachim, parashat haketoret, yeah, all these things are for Talmud Torah. You know why? Because unfortunately, yesh kaze davar be'am Yisrael, there's ami ha'aretz gemurim, that they don't learn during the day. Miskenim. Not only that, the Gemara says, it's a Gemara meforeshet in Masechet Menachot, that if a person is kore kriyat shema, boker ve'ayrev, shacharit ve'arvit, what's the halacha? Yatzai dechovah av Talmud Torah, ve'asur le'omro le'am ha'aretz. There's a machloket in the Gemara. Asur le'omro le'am ha'aretz, or mitzvah le'omro le'am ha'aretz, because then it was, at least, they'll have kriyat shema. But what? Atem b'nei Torah. You're b'nei Torah. Ami ha'aretz chas shalom. Ben Torah has to be well-rounded. Gam b'Torah shebichtav, v'gam b'Torah shebe'alpeh. Shas, and poskim, and halacha psuka, and musar. You got to be well-rounded. Got to be. You have to have all these things. You have your checklist. Yeah, you have your checklist for Shacharit Nachon. You have to have a checklist for Tanakh. And for Shas Mishnayot, Shas Bavli, Shas Yerushalmi, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, and Sifrei Musar. Basic. Make a checklist. Then when you finish that, there's more. You add. Don't be shy. You push. You're B'nai Torah. What do you think, a Kadosh Baruch Hu rounded up all the Rosh Yeshivas and the Iluim and Geonim of Am Yisrael, and he only brought them to Har Sinai? And everybody, everybody else stay home. You know what I'm saying? Go eat falafel. Who stood at Har Sinai and got Kol HaTorah Kula? Everybody, yeah? That means we're in the same boat. Ilui or not? Full-time learner or not? Avrech or not? We all stood at Har Sinai. And we're all tasked with what the Gemara says in Masechet Kiddushin Daf Lamed. Veshin Nantam Levanecha. What is the Gemara Darshan? Shiyu Divrei Torah. What's Veshin Nantam? Milashon Shanun, sharp. Shiyu Divrei Torah Mechudadin Beficha. The words of Torah should be sharp in your mouth. Adam al tegamgem. If somebody asks you a dvar halacha, somebody asks you, which daf in Shas can I find the following concept? Don't stutter. Don't hesitate. Don't blink. Rather, shoot. Yashar. The Gemara continues with the pasuk in Mishle. Emor lachokhma achoti at. Tell Chokhmah, I'm your sister. What in the world does that mean? The Gemara darshins. Just like every person in Am Yisrael knows, if you ask him, can I marry my sister? You shoot right away. Chalila, arayot, nachon, asur. Every single din and concept in the Torah Kedosha has to be so pashut and so fluent in your mouth that you can fire it off like the din of Isur Achoto. Got it? Gemara Meforeshet, Halacha Psuka. No discounts. No discounts for non-full-time learners. No discounts for college students. No discounts for, you know, I don't know. We were all tasked. All of us. Some will achieve, some won't. But everybody's got to try. I say this all the time to my shir. And it's true. I heard this from Rav Shiva Alav Shalom. There's a list of 6 questions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks every person la'achar mi'ah ve'esrim shana. Where'd I find it? Daf. Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Yafeh me'od in Shabbat. Yafeh. Yafeh. The Gemara says meforash. La'achar p'tirato shel adam shu'alin oto. What do we ask him? Go, shoot. What are the questions? Next. Nope. Wrong. Nasata v'natata be'emuna, kava'ata aitim la'torah, tzipita li'shu'ah, pilpalta be'chokhma, asakta be'piriyah v'riviyah, right? List of questions. Second question is, kava'ata aitim la'torah, right? It's a yes or no question. Now, hopefully, the answer is yes, if you were kova'a aitim la'torah. Because if the answer is no, you know how you have these charts, like with the questions? If yes, right? No, you know those charts? Those diagrams? So if no, no is... Ham. Nachon? Yes? Continue to step 2, right? Yes. What do you think, it's multiple choice? Yes, next question please. There's a follow-up. What's the follow-up? The Rishiva used to say, Zog! Daber, ma lamadta? Let's go. Bereshit bara Elohim t'shamayim v'ta'aretz. Let's see what you got. Torah, Nevi'im, Uchtuvim, Torah sheba'al peh, Mishnayot, me'matai konim shema ba'arvit, misha'a she'akonim nechassim le'akol bitumatam, ad sofa shmona l'shona, divra b'li'ayiz, v'chamim ulmat chatzot. Yeah? See what you got. Brachot, Shabbat, Eruvim, Psachim, Shkalim, Betza, Sukkah, Rosh Hashanah, Yoma, Ta'anit, Megillah, Moed Katan, Chagiga, Yevamot, Ketubot, Nedarim, Nazir, Sota, Gitin, Kiddushin. Ma yishcha? What do you have to say for yourself? What do you got? You done? Good. Midrashim, Zohar, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, you know Halacha Psuka? It's kind of a loaded question. Pretty intimidating, huh? Right? But it's life. And it's fun. And it's wonderful. 0 discounts. No cop-outs. No wussing out. I remember I had a Rosh Kol in Israel. I don't want to be Daniel Zayat. He was very pashut, but a tremendous gaon. You'd never be able to tell. You know, he knew Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat by heart. The entire Shulchan Aruch, Ktzot and Netivot. You cannot catch him on a word of Ktzot or Netivot in the entire Choshen Mishpat. Knew by heart. When we were learning in Kolel for Dayanut, we had to do a lot of Chazarot. A lot of review. The tests were grueling. Very difficult. And the pace was hard. And sometimes the Avrachim would complain. We had to do 6 Dapim of Shulchan Aruch, just Chazara, Shulchan Aruch, Nos'e Kelim, was Evna Ezra at the time, Cham, Bash, Pitche Tshuva, 6 Dapim, which is 12 sides, by heart, every day, in 2 Sdarim. Wasn't a joke. It was hard. And sometimes guys would like complain, sigh, whatever, and he would say lovingly to the Avrachim, Lo leitbachin, don't wuss, don't fuss, roll up your sleeves, you're a big boy, do it. There's no time for krechtzing, there's no time for complaining, life's too short. You remember Nike? Nike got it right. Just do that one. נכון? יום טוב רבותיי, שבת שלום. Hope to see everybody over Shabbat.